talking. We're going talking today where things are popping. The Marion way, we're going to drop in on discussions of the day on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, we're going debating. We're going to debate very loud and we'll be laughing and floating high on a cloud. Phones are ringing from listeners all around on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, and we'll guess and goof and talk on Exchange. Read, debate, and think it's Exchange. Tune in, we're on. Turn on, I'm in. It's on today, the Exchange Club.
And away we go. It's a Getaway Friday, Friday, March the 19th, 2021, 18 minutes past the hour. You're tuned into the Exchange Club. What? I thought I did that pretty good, coming off the little conversation I was having with you two before the start of the show there. Now, I'm going to... we had a call earlier on if Frick and Freck would be here today. Well, Frick and Freck are here, and I'm not sure which one's Frick and which one's Freck, but they are here, so isn't that just fun and delightful and exciting? How's it going?
Great.
Well, that's just great.
Wow. Everything's great.
The energy is just high already, I can tell. All right, so what's new? We'll do a little recap before we get into our big book conversation.
Work's new for me.
Work's new for you?
Yep, new.
Now, see, say more than like three words together so I can get your mic right.
Work is new for me. You know?
Oh, there you go. You're on now.
Okay, there we go.
Now you, go ahead.
Well, I have big news today, right? It's new
yes.
for me, right?
Yes, go ahead.
I got my second vaccine today. That's big news. That's new.
You're vaccinated.
And she's still
I'm
living.
I am. I'm still
well. Well, it's going to take a few hours.
I know.
Yeah. Give it a few hours and she'll be... Ooh.
As if I'm not already stressed out enough about it.
Because you're afraid you're going to get sick from it?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I had a really good friend who had a bad reaction and she, you know, kind of... She's in healthcare, so she documented it and sent it to me. It wasn't good.
The second dose?
Yes.
Yeah, I've heard
she
that.
She compared the body aches to childbirth, so there's that.
Yeah, you know, I've heard the first dose is if you've had COVID is bad and the second one is if you haven't had it.
That's what I've heard.
I've heard the same. My dad... As we know it, he never had COVID, but he was totally fine with both of them.
Oh, well,
so
maybe he'll take after dad.
Right. I have the same blood type as him, so I'm just going to go with the fact that.
But you're younger, not much, but you're younger, and it's the immune system that causes this problem, is my understanding from talking
to
doctors.
A good immune system.
Right. So if you get sick,
and you don't ever get sick.
No, I don't. I have a very good immune system.
So get ready.
Don't tell me that.
That's what that means.
Brace yourself for tomorrow.
Brace yourself. Don't make any plans tomorrow. Don't make any plans tonight, a matter of fact, because it'll probably hit like 8 o'clock.
Stop.
My mom's was in the middle of the night for her, and she called me the next day, I'm dying. It's like, oh no.
Oh, this will be good.
Yeah. My friend was in the middle of the night as well, so we'll see.
No.
I have a great immune system. I mean, working with kids for the last 20 years, literally, I just don't. You know, how often have I been sick since you've known me?
Right, that's what they're saying.
I don't get sick.
If you have a good immune system, you're more likely, right, to
get
To get sick after. If
right.
you have that's a great. Good immune system.
Somebody really could have shared this with me, like, a few weeks ago.
Well, I told you, you got to keep Tylenol on you today. You got to be prepared.
I took some Tylenol.
Pop Tylenol before you go to bed tonight.
Yeah, I think it's not being prepared. Everybody thinks they're fine and they made it through and everything's hunky-dory and then it hits them like 3 o'clock in the morning.
Drink some whiskey.
Yeah, maybe it'll be a...
No, those hot toddies don't work.
It's going to be a vodka and cranberry night tonight, I feel
vodka.
Like.
Oh,
vodka.
Well, then at 3 a.m. it'll be, you know...
There we go.
Like a water fountain.
You're stressing me out.
Well, this is like the last thing before that.
Yeah, Scott, you going to get that vaccine?
Thanks, guys.
Well, you know what? I don't feel it's right for me to say either way.
Why?
Because I don't want to encourage or discourage anybody either way.
Do you think you influence the listeners?
I believe I do.
Oh.
Yes, I do. This is why I don't tell people who I vote for. I don't tell people if I don't do marches or activism or any of that. Or religion. I won't talk about my religious beliefs because you don't want to influence or tick people off.
But as a celebrity of Marion.
That's right. Celebrity of Marion. Write that down.
Don't you feel like you have a responsibility to the people sometimes?
I give them the information. We have many doctors on and we give them the information and that's it.
Okay.
I feel like you're talking about the negative reactions is really a deterrent right now as far as...
That's just what the doctors have said. I'm no doctor. That's what the guy from the hospital said. That's what Dr. Yuling told me.
They encourage you getting the vaccine, though.
Yeah, they did. I don't, though. I'm not going to encourage or discourage.
All right. Well, it's been nice knowing you guys. It's been really fun.
Wish I could say the same.
Mm-hmm.
But in any event.
When I die, you better make sure he says nice words. He said he would say nice words.
Oh. You know, if you die, that'll be a good morning. You'd want to listen that morning.
Scott! Do you want Frick or Frack on your headstone?
Yeah, Frick or Frack.
We're going to need clarification. I need who is Frick and who is Frack
now?
I don't know. Got me. I didn't come up with that. Oh, did I call you Frick? I might have called you Frickin' Frack one day. Because I just, names are not my thing. So I have learned to just come up with nicknames.
Ashley.
Right. Exactly.
Let's put that
That's your nickname.
Considering my mouth, I should probably be Frick.
Now, what did you think of, what did you think of the wrestling report on Monday?
It was really good.
It was. Is there any chance you would say it was bad? Is there any chance that you would say it was bad?
It was informative. Abby definitely knew which stuff she was talking about.
What was your take on it? Do you have another take on the rest of
the I don't like to influence the audience and give my take.
It was very informative, good information, well spoken.
You've never been critical of her.
Yes, I have.
I don't recall that.
I'm sure.
But, not to me.
We are critical to each other when we need to be.
Right.
You know, but that's... you got to be critical in a public forum.
Oh, okay.
Why? Yeah.
Because that just shows that not everybody agrees on everything.
Critical about some things are personal that you don't want to say, like, out loud on air.
Right.
Not me.
There was a certain thing at a certain time, and I was like,
We have tiptoed around your privateness before.
Well, but that's my privateness. I'm talking about I don't mind bringing up other people's stuff.
Of course not.
No. I got a lot of time to fill every week.
Is Angie listening right now? Because I'm going to tell her to tell you to get new headphones.
She might be listening.
Angie, it's possible. Tell him we all need new headphones. Mm-hmm. You'll listen to her.
Agree.
I do?
I said you will listen to her.
You think?
Yeah, I'm just going to tell her.
I'm just nice in general.
So you're saying you won't listen to her, Scott?
I'm not saying either way. I'm if the advice is good, I might listen. If the advice is bad, I probably would not.
I mean, we've been telling you for a year now.
Like Corona on these headphones.
Well, you two have been here.
We've been telling you for a year, though, that it's probably time to get some headphones.
Listen, we got big stuff coming up in the next 2 weeks. I got so much big stuff coming up in the next 14 days. It's going to change the face of what's... Will you stop?
I can't wait.
This is a radio studio. It's going to change the face of what's been going on. Big.
Change the face of the studio?
Partially.
Yay.
Yeah.
Great.
LED lights.
I can't wait.
So you can be like all the Gen Zs.
What is Gen Z?
You should know that. I'm
Gen Z. You guys are like Gen E?
No, we're called Zennials.
Yeah, we're X.
No, I don't believe that's true. But, you know, you can lie about your age if you like. You put all that Botox in and...
You're with us, I'm pretty
sure. I'm not with you.
Are you a millennial?
No, I'm not. I am evergreen. I'm whatever I want to be at that particular...
Evergreen.
We're so in that poetic. Weird one that we're not millennials and we're not...
Zennials.
Yeah, it's a different... We fell in like it's a 2 or 3 year time span of different...
Yeah. We grew up with the black and white TV.
Right. We were able to have, like, life before the internet, but we were also...
young. Like, as soon as our adulthood started, like, 18, 17, here came the internet.
So we know both sides of it, where people after us aren't all that familiar with non-internet life.
No, my kids are not. They are addicted to cell phones.
Well, that's just fascinating.
Kids are really addicted to cell phones.
Right.
It's like a drug.
Dr. Seuss life? Should we talk about that?
Go ahead.
Why? Isn't that what we're here to talk about?
That's what you wanted to talk about.
Scott. Yes, it is. But we have 45 minutes to kill, and I really don't know if that'll stretch for 45 minutes.
It won't, because I've been busy.
Are you trying to move me along or something here?
Yeah. Well, we're trying to stay focused.
Yes.
Okay. Well, you brought the books.
I did.
So the controversy is this, and this has been a big controversy for weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks now, that there are, is it seven? Seven books?
There are six titles that are no longer going to be
made.
Published. Correct.
But they're not banned.
They're not banned.
Nobody's
they're just
banned them.
Not, they're like kind of pulled from the shelves to be sold again.
And it was his family who decided to do this, not any outside group, not any political organization. It was his family who wanted to preserve his legacy that they pulled them because they felt they were offensive.
Yeah. I mean, from what I understand, this has been going on for like a year. This isn't new. It's new to us as like the public, but this has been going on as a publishing company for about a year.
So do we have the titles?
I do have the titles. I have one actually present, you know, that we can look through as an example. I don't have...
Hold for the titles.
Yeah.
She's prepared.
They're coming. She's got the books here.
We do. We have And to Think That I Saw It on Mulberry Street, which is the one that I have. If I Ran to the Zoo, I don't know how to say that one because I'm not finished. McEligo's Pool?
I'm not sure.
On Beyond Zebra, Scrambled Egg Super, and The Cat's Quizzer. So those are the six titles. I have the one And to Think That I Saw It on Mulberry Street. They're all said to have, like, their illustrations are racially charged in some way or another.
So it's not the words.
No, I don't think the words are okay. I don't think it's the words.
So it's the pictures.
Correct. From what I'm understanding, people are saying that, for the most part, his illustrations depict white characters, which is a white, that he's favoriting the white race, which I don't necessarily see it that way, because I think a lot of his characters are yellow, to be honest.
But his family sees it that way.
His family.
And they knew him.
Correct. Yes. Yes. In this particular one that I have, And to Think That I Saw It on Mulberry Street, the offensive illustration is an Asian boy. In the book, if anybody isn't familiar, they're saying everything that they saw on Mulberry Street. There's different things. There's a magician, and there's I think there's an elephant. There's different things along the way that this boy sees. And in one particular part, it says, a Chinese boy who eats with sticks. And the picture, which is small among all the other ones, is a yellow boy with a cone hat eating with chopsticks in a bowl, eating out of a bowl with chopsticks. So that is what they consider offensive in this book.
So why don't they just pull that out?
Just that small part of... I don't know.
Oh, just like...
Is that going to change the whole story if they pull that picture and that little verse out?
No.
No.
Okay, well, why can't we do that?
I mean... I don't know.
Well, first of all, here's what I want to know. Why is this so personal with people? The books are not banned. There have been millions and millions produced. You have copies.
Right.
People can get copies. It's not like they're not able to be found. So why has this been taken so personally?
I don't know. I mean, I think, you know, I think we've discussed today's, cancel culture other times, but I don't understand. For me... Banning books is not the answer, no matter what.
But that's not what happened here.
No, I mean, anyway, why stop selling them? Why stop having... If you're going to do anything with them, like, teach from them. Learn from them.
Right.
You know, we find this to be offensive because not all Chinese people or Asian people or however they are want to word it in the book eat with chopsticks and wear cone hats. Like, that's just a stereotype from a long time ago. And just use that as a jumping point to teach why people find it offensive.
Yeah, but can you depend... on people to do that? I don't think you can.
I don't think you can, but I don't think that these books are being taught in school. Nobody has these books at school to, like, read.
Well, here's the problem.
I haven't read any of those books.
I'll tell you the problem.
Right.
Well, here's the problem. The number one show in the 70s was All in the Family. And a word that they used in the 1970s on that show as satire, it was a written show. Mm-hmm. It was actors doing and it was number one, watched by all people. There's a word, the N-word, and we have to say it that way now on broadcast because that word since has been erased from what you can say on the airwaves. Mm-hmm. In the 1970s, you could say that word on the airwaves, and they did on All in the Family, and they wrote it in. If you will see the same All in the Family episode today, that word is bleeped out on television. So, you know what? Times do change.
They do.
So I'm not sure what the uproar is here. I don't see people running out in the streets saying, well, All in the Family was written that way, so we have to hear that word. There are probably people listening today who don't understand what he's saying.
Right.
Mm-hmm. True.
So why can't that be the same here?
I agree with you. I don't think that it needs to be... I mean, it's hard for me to say that I'm not offended by it because I'm not Asian and I don't know if they find those things offensive. But to me... It was written in a time where I don't think that it was meant to be offensive. He wasn't writing it as a racial stereotype. I think that's just how it was.
You know something? Obviously, I am not a female. But one time, a female, a young female, I'm going to say, you know, under 50, really probably 40-ish, came And I remember, I didn't even ask them this question, but they just offered up the information to me that they're not all that in to women's issues. Mm-hmm. And I thought, now, there are certain issues, but that's fine. Not everybody agrees on everything. But that you would, because I'm not even sure what she was referring to. So I don't quite understand that, how a woman could not be for women's issues. I would be for male issues. Now, I might not agree with everything every male issue is, but you got to give them to me on a one-by-one basis. Mm-hmm. I can't just say, well, I'm not for male issues. Right. I know what she meant. Right. It's hard to infer, but I know what she meant. What she meant was, it's okay for the man to work and the wife not to, in her mind. It's okay to, you know, your husband is the breadwinner and the king of the castle and that sort of thing, and right. that's okay by her.
Yeah.
And that's fine.
Yeah.
But some people don't think that's okay anymore,
well,
because it was
true.
A stereotype for a long time.
Right. I think it just
So how do you girls, which I've never... Old women. How do you old women feel about that?
A young girl. You just said she was a young girl in her 40s.
Well, when Glenn calls you guys girls, I just, internally, I laugh. But what do you think, ladies?
I think it just depends on the situation.
Right.
Like, if the... I don't think there's anything wrong with a guy staying home either, like in the female going to work.
Right, but would you... I mean, if a woman of that age, somebody who's not from a different generation, said that and just... was dismissively about the whole thing, dismissive. See, I think that's where the cause gets hurt.
I know, but how can you be mad at somebody that doesn't have that in them to be dismissive? Like, I don't know.
Well, I think they were being dismissive. not being dismissive would have been to say, you know, that's just not for me. I'm not going to carry a picket sign and do whatever. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I can see why people are upset by that.
Yeah, I can't say, like, I think it's, like what you said, it goes by each individual issue for me, like, depending on what it is.
Right, so
like,
would
I
you
can't
ever...
say, like, I'm not for women's issues. No, I'm sure there's
But that
something,
was a statement.
Oh, right. I'm sure there's something that I'm going to have a definite opinion about.
Exactly, and that's
right.
what I was confused about.
Yeah.
Because it didn't come down, I'm inferring that's what... I thought she was talking about. I could be wrong, because she never did specify. She
like,
just said, I'm not for
like,
women's issues.
Did you think she was like saying that in a negative way? Like,
yes, yes. I'm sure.
I'm not one of those people that harp about female
yes.
issues.
That... Matter of fact, the conversation that preceded it, I'm exactly sure that was
okay.
what it was about.
That's what I figured you were saying.
Yes.
Yes, I am not that. No, I think it's great if there's somebody that has... an opinion on every single issue, hey, go for it. I'm definitely a person that I'm probably by the issue, but I'm sure there's some people that's just their like passion, like, you know.
Right. You know, I've never carried a picket sign in my life or
right.
tried to get anybody to sign a petition, but that doesn't mean I don't have an opinion on those issues.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Some people are just definitely more vocal than others.
So what do you think, Frick?
I agree. No, I think that I...
Awful quiet on this one. This is the quietest I've ever heard her in a year.
Because I just... Some things I just don't understand. Like, if I agree. I don't think you're... I'm not hard and fast one way or the other. I'm not going to say, like, I don't care about women's issues or I don't have an opinion. There are probably some that I do have an opinion. People would probably bring up issues that they consider women's issues and I would have no clue what they're talking about.
Right.
Right. So, but I don't know how a woman could just say, I'm not into women's issues.
I don't know either.
No, I don't know either.
Because
but
I don't share that opinion.
I don't know what into means. You know what I mean? Like, if she's not somebody who's going to go out and, you know,
I mean, I'm not
protesting,
like, what are the women's issues today? Like, but if I happen to see it pop up, like, I'll read about it. But I'm not going to lie, like, I tell my kids all the time at home, I'm perfectly happy with you boys taking the trash out and me not, and that's good, great, great, mm-hmm. great. Yeah, let's keep that all in the...
You know, but is that... See, now, I can't imagine you being that way.
With what?
That. Because I think you're very competitive, mm-hmm. and you're very... I can't imagine you ever wanting to fall into a gender role and have something based totally... Whether it's taking out the garbage or telling you what to do or anything, just because you're a woman. I can't see that ever happening.
Well, I'm raising boys. So I do try to make sure that someday I'm raising like good husbands. So I think that it's important.
But is that what a good husband does?
Yes.
I think that good partners in any sense, you know, help with chores, help around the house. I don't think that that needs to be a woman's role. Now, on the other side of that,
wait, say that again. What was that last part there?
Just a woman's role. Like
that it's not just a woman's role.
Correct.
Oh. Okay.
I mean, as far as like cooking dinner or household chores or laundry.
Garbage.
On the other side of that, I very much take care of my boys as well. Like, I do a lot of those things for them while trying to teach them to be responsible.
But that's not a female thing, is it? That's a mother thing.
For sure, but I don't want them to expect that their wives or women in their lives should take care of them the way that I do.
We were just talking about this the other day.
Yes.
We were talking about it.
Yeah, I don't think...
What were you talking about?
We were talking, remember?
Our boys need to do more chores.
The boys, like laundry. When they get to a certain
female
age,
chores.
That no, just household chores.
No, but the type that are stereotyped is female chores.
You're getting yourself in trouble right now.
No, I'm just saying that's true. They are stereotyped. We know that the female chores, and I'm doing the air quotes, I don't feel this way.
Is everything but the trash?
No, it's the cooking. Cooking.
Nope, not my
house.
It's
the sewing.
You'll start.
It's the cleaning. It's the... But the man is supposed to mow the yard and take the garbage out. That's the man chores. Now, I'm not saying that's right or wrong, but we do have gender things in this society. And how many, you know, the one the women, and women, and I do mean women here, not everyone, but the women still lay back on is car trouble. Call the guy to bail me out of car trouble.
First, let's talk about, though, if we get a flat tire. Do you know
how did we get off Dr. Seuss onto this?
I don't know.
But do you know how hard it is get stupid, are they lug nuts, off the stinking tire?
Because women are not as physically strong as men, which comes back to the wrestling thing from Monday.
It is so hard to do. Like, I've watched the guys struggle, like, trying to get them loosened. There's no way I'm probably getting those off the tire on the side of the road.
But there are different things you try that you learn if you do it often enough.
I put my own, like, windshield wiper fluid in and check the air in my tires and put air in my tires and wash my car and get gas. But I'm telling you, if a guy goes and fills up the tank, gas tank, and it's on empty, that's just a weight in my heart. I don't have to go, especially in the winter.
You know what I've noticed? When guys are trying to impress girls, new girls in their life,
mm-hmm.
One thing they do is number one, they'll start to do the female-oriented chores as much as they can. And they will also really try to do the male-oriented chores. Mm-hmm. Like, before you even start to... Hey, you know what? I'm going to take your car in and get the oil changed.
Yeah.
You know, when's the last time that was done? Mm-hmm. Are your tires low on air? Let me take them down there. That ain't ever happening once you've been together a while.
It does happen.
Oh.
My father...
Maybe if you want to get out of the house for a minute.
My dad always
You are awful.
My dad always did that kind of stuff, and he was married to my mother for 40 years and still did all that stuff. So there are guys that do... that.
Right, and some do, but we're talking about the majority here.
And cooking.
I think there's certain parts of that you learn or that boys should learn. It's just a part of being a gentleman.
Right.
It's not necessarily
that you can't be a gentleman if you don't do the male things.
No, you definitely can. No, but I think that I think there's a certain amount of taking care of someone that you love, be it a man or a woman, like there's that you just do to be helpful, to be caring.
Yeah, helpful. Like, I take the trash. I do not mind taking trash out in the summer, like when it's flushed. I hate doing it in the winter.
I lived by myself for so long and I had boys.
Right.
Like, I will just take the trash out if it needs taken out.
Right. Me too.
It's just the thing.
Yeah, but is there something you would ask a son to do that if you had a daughter, you would not ask them to do?
No.
Now, you have both.
I have both. Yes, my daughter never takes out the trash.
There you go.
Ever, and the boys do. And she gets away with murder, I think, because she is... the only girl.
Mm-hmm.
Because the boys do the dishes, she does the dishes. They sweep, she sweeps. She doesn't have a certain chore. You know what the worst chore is when you have animals, dogs, and cleaning up the yard? You know who does that, though? Me. And I've always done that. Most people think that's a guy thing, and I'm the person that's always cleaned up the yard.
But this comes back to, and I'll tie this back to Dr. Seuss, these are women and men specific ideas that we have come through society to believe.
Right.
Same thing that goes along with the N-word. It was taken out because that was considered a racial thing. And I'm not saying it's wrong to do that. And the Dr. Seuss thing, mm-hmm. Asian is a race, and that's what I think his family is saying.
Right.
So if it's their opinion, what difference does it make if we are not offended by it? If they are offended by it, and somebody else is offended by it, it ultimately is their decision.
Right. Correct.
I'm okay with that. I just don't think, I don't understand what the point is, and if we keep making all of these things not available, like, no one's ever going to learn from, like, the wrongdoings of, like, the originals. Like, why can't we say that this is offensive because this is what it was and this is why? Like, let's learn to do better. Like, be better. I don't think we have to just cancel all this stuff or tear down statues. Like, it's history. If it's not there, how are our great-grandkids going to know that it was not okay? Like, why it was offensive?
Well, I'm not sure. See, I think you're talking about two different things here, though.
But only sort of. I mean, like, it's all a part of, like, not doing it anymore. It's like erasing it. Why would we erase it? Why can't we just be better?
One day I'm going to try to order the transcript of one of these shows and see if I can understand what was said.
It's sort of the same thing. Like, not that this is...
You didn't even hear what my answer was. How do you know if sort of or not sort of?
It's not different in the sense that, like, people are just trying to act like it didn't happen. You're just saying we're not going to print it anymore so that we don't have to see it anymore. We're just going to take down this or that because it's there. It happened. Like, acknowledge it.
Here's where I think the difference is. Is because I think what you're saying is, first of all, cancel culture and this are two different things. Cancel culture is, because I don't like you, you can't be there. That's what cancel culture is. That's not what happened here. The people who own these said, we don't want them here. Cancel culture is, I'm watching television, I can't stand that television show, so I've got to picket the people who put it on and say, get it off. That's different than what happened here. Now, if people were picketing Dr. Seuss's company, then that would be cancel culture. Nobody pressured his family to get rid of these books.
I don't know, maybe
that we're aware of.
Right. I was just sitting here wondering how that came about.
Right.
Like,
they said
shuffling through.
I guess
his book one day and.
Well, and number two, the thing you said about statues and all this, nobody is saying. And I'm going to give an extreme example here. Hitler is dead. He's no longer with us. Mm-hmm. The German army, the Third Reich, is not around anymore. They are long gone. We still know about them. They are still in the history books. I don't know that the statue has to be there to learn about it. I don't know that the Dr. Seuss books have to be in production to know what they did and learn from our mistakes. I don't know that that's true because you teach history. You don't. I don't think anybody wants the Third Reich to be in action today, but we certainly want to know about it.
I agree. But how are you supposed to know about it? I think eventually that stuff's just all going to go, like, it's going to be done away with. There's going to be new history. I just feel like it's not always going to be there.
You don't think?
No.
So you think that, the books?
I mean, what is wrong with you?
It's radio. I can do stuff like this. Go ahead.
I don't know. I mean, the books aren't being banned. Somebody's always going to have them. They're going to be passed down. They're going to be available for a long time. You are so weird. But then I don't know if it's...
Please fell off. I can't help. I don't want to kick it anymore. Go ahead.
You wonder why we get sidetracked.
No, finish your thought.
I've lost it now.
That's all it took? Was me setting a piece of...
were, like, crawling underneath your desk awkwardly.
No,
what
I just was kicking it with my foot, and I couldn't figure out what that was.
Figure is a whole other word with you.
What would you like me to say?
Figure.
Figure.
No.
Figure?
That's how he says it. It's figure. There's a U in there.
Figure. Pronunciation?
Figure.
Figure.
Aunt?
Interesting.
Aunt. Exactly.
The process.
It's fascinating.
Fascinating.
Well, this is rude. But, you know, the point is that, hey, you talk 2 hours a morning. You're going to repeat yourself.
I probably do that now. Here's the thing. I mean, Dr. Seuss is not some, like, person who is a, like, our historical figure that people are going to look to. But he wrote a lot of really good books, taught a lot of children how to read. And I think for a lot of years, no one really found it offensive.
Is anybody saying Dr. Seuss is bad? Or are we just saying he may have made some errors here?
I don't know if anybody's saying he's bad, but he made errors. But I don't think that he meant for them, in my opinion, I don't think that he meant for his illustrations to be racially charged. I just don't.
When were these books written?
Long ago.
Right. Yeah.
So obviously when they were written is a whole different time frame.
Right.
Right, but now. But do we...
I understand, like, people feeling the responsibility of his family now to be like, nope, no more.
I don't think you would go put a lawn jockey in your yard right now. And probably when these books were written, there were lawn jockeys in people's yards.
I don't know what that means.
Figure it out.
What? A lawn jockey? This was written in 1937 and renewed in
1937.
Mm-hmm. So clearly...
And renewed in 1964.
When it was written, I'm sure it was just... I'm sure there was probably somebody that was offended by it, but they just didn't speak up about it.
Probably, but you know what?
They didn't have the means.
1937 is prior internet, prior television.
That's what I mean. Of course, like, right. They didn't have the people that were offended by it back then. They didn't have the means to tell someone that or anybody that was going to care that they were offended by it.
No, but his family probably wasn't even born in 1937.
That's what I mean. Like, it's just a whole different time period.
Right.
So I understand now, like, they don't like it.
So you still disagree, though? You want him in production.
I don't think that they're so offensive that they need to be out of production. But again, as I stated before,
isn't that what I just said?
I'm not Asian.
I mean, did she just say exactly what I said, just
no,
a different way?
It was my...
I said, you don't want them in production. You want them in production. And you said, I don't think that they're so offensive that they should be taken out of production. Now, how is that any different than what
I
just said?
Again, but I'm not Asian. Like, I'm not disagreeing with his family because if they're offensive to people, then by all means.
Right. So the books, because... I read a couple articles on this, but I honestly have been so busy that I haven't. It's just parts of each book, like a little spot. Not the are any of them the whole book or just a
page? I don't think so.
I think it's mostly illustrations.
I feel like if it was my family, and if you really cared about the books, like why can't you just get rid of that? Like right, like take the picture out and that little line out, and then continue the production of the books.
And maybe they will.
Right. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
I'm just confused. I'm still trying to get in people's mind who get so offended when something, because I understand in a way, not agree, but understand why people want certain things changed. Mm-hmm. Because again, time passes by.
Yes.
And a lot of the things that are still with us have been with us from the late 1800s, early 1900s, hundred years. Now, the problem is I can understand where they're coming from when they want to change this stuff, mm-hmm. even though I may not agree. I don't understand why when it gets changed, when the company says we are going to change it, why people get so angry at that. Because that's a company decision.
Right.
That's different. I don't quite understand that.
Mm-hmm. I just don't think anybody, unless you're actually like part of a certain race or gender or whatever, you can't ever truly understand what it's like to be in someone else's shoes. I mean, that's just what it is.
If you like the Mulberry Street book, go buy it.
Right.
Now, they're still there.
But don't get mad at somebody that's offended by it.
Right. That's what I don't understand.
You don't understand what it's like to, if you say you're an Asian, you in this, you're say I'm white, like I'm not going to understand how he feels.
Right, so explain that to us.
I can't.
How would I explain that?
Well, because you tend to fall on the other side that you said you don't find them so offensive that we need to stop manufacturing them.
But I also followed up with, I'm not Asian. And I'm not of a race or something that, I mean, maybe female, I could say, you know, as far as that goes, maybe being offended by things. But, like, being a 40-year-old white woman, like, I don't find things as offensive as someone might. Other things like that.
Does it bother you they're not going to be manufacturing them anymore?
No, I have a copy.
Right. Well, if you didn't.
No. I mean, like, I'm not going to go out and say, you know, this is awful. Like, well, I don't think we should give Dr. Seuss a bad name for what, you
but
know.
But see, is that what's happening?
I kind of feel like it. I kind of
see,
feel like
I don't
that.
Think, ooh.
I don't think so.
Ooh, a disagreement.
You don't?
No.
I feel like people are
six books that I've never even heard of.
There's more. I think there's more books.
Are there more?
I think there's more books that are on. There are some pretty questionable things that Dr. Seuss wrote on a series of books that aren't aimed at children.
Oh, I heard that. I did read that.
But I think not aimed at children is the point.
But they're still pretty offensive.
I don't feel like the classics are going to go away. Like the well-known ones are going to go away. I always try to explain, like, the only thing I can ever think of with, like, how people feel is, I always ask guys, like, I'm like, so if you're walking down the street late at night, are you, like, do you cross the road if there's another, if you see a male figure approaching you? No. No. Now do you? Like, are you nervous?
No.
No?
I mean, what's really wrong with you? Like,
did that vaccine get to you?
She's lost it today.
Like,
she's
me.
I don't cross a lot of dark streets, but.
Like, I go running at night sometimes. Yeah. So if I see, like, now, actually, even with female, but I get nervous, like, at night. I'm more prone, and most guys are like, no, I'm not nervous walking around down the street at night. But most girls usually are. Like, I know this. They're nervous just to walk out to their car at night.
That's true.
And I'm watching. That's true. Right. So that's how, like, I always think, like, guys don't understand that, though.
Well, all
I can't understand what someone else feels like that's different from me.
Well, how many guys carry mace?
That's, I don't carry mace. Should I start carrying mace?
No, but I'm
mace?
Just saying that mostly is something. I mean, where would a guy even carry it? In his pocket?
Yeah.
So, but girls do that because they're worried. Mm-hmm. Because a man is usually physically stronger, bigger, and can overtake them. And that's what that's all about. But you don't have that problem.
I'm not saying that I'm not ever scared. I guess I'm not in those positions a lot. I don't know.
If you were walking down a dark street, would you cross over?
Why would I do that? Why would I do that?
Because the lights are out. It's dark.
Like, sometimes I go walking at night. I get off work and go walk.
You've never been on a dark street?
Or running.
Yeah, but not where I feel scared.
Like,
What if somebody's coming towards you?
Then I'll be like, hey, what's up? How are you?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah. Honestly, I don't think so.
I don't know. Like, I guess I'm not in that position a lot.
I used to live in... Like,
I mean, I lived by myself, and I guess I had to get over that fear a little bit. Like, you have to do stuff.
For just to get nervous.
I mean, if I felt uneasy about walking outside at night, like, I probably just wouldn't go outside.
I don't think she's saying it's about being outside or dark. Those are not the issues. It's that if a man is approaching you, you don't know, and it's just you and he out there on the dark streets.
Yeah, that's awkward.
That's what she said.
Right. It's scary.
I wouldn't be in that position.
But even my old neighborhood.
How can you know what you're going to do?
I don't want to go outside when it's dark.
Oh, shoot.
There's like a man walking outside.
Sometimes when I get off work, all I have.
Come
I
on,
have
you guys. Use your head.
Run at night. Like, I only have a choice to run at night. So, but my old neighborhood, I actually felt more nervous. It was so wide open. Like, I don't know. Like, my new neighborhood, even though it's in the city, I feel more comfortable. Except by the woods. The woods are scary.
If you see me running, you better run too.
How do you feel about the woods?
I don't.
But it's not.
Have you ever been in woods?
Well, yes, I grew up. I had 5 acres of land. There's woods everywhere.
Well, it's the woods by Benjamin Harrison. I get scared to go past those at night. It's creepy.
See, I would not have that fear.
It's really dark over there at night.
It is dark.
It's creepy. Like, I don't run that direction if it's nighttime and I'm running.
The only thing I am fearful of is the geese. The geese are and people who don't put their dogs on chains.
Oh, I am scared. That's scary too. I'm always nervous there's going to be a dog while I'm running.
Followed by the line, oh, don't worry, he doesn't bite.
Oh my gosh, and it's nighttime.
Yep.
There, one night we were driving home past those woods. There was a deer, a cat, and a skunk all walking down the sidewalk. That skunk.
That sounds like a Dr. Seuss book.
That sounds like a joke coming.
A deer.
No, seriously. There was a deer.
A cat.
There was a deer.
A cat.
And then it was a skunk.
Skunk.
And then the cat was walking in front of the skunk.
So if a deer, a cat, and a skunk were in the woods, and you were standing outside the woods, would you be fearful?
I would. That would be my sign to go the other way.
I would be running from that skunk.
There you go.
I'm telling you.
Mark
I
it down.
I see deer over there all the time.
And it's dark.
It's dark. I don't want to startle a deer.
It's dark. So, final analysis of this. Do you think the book should be taken away, not banned, taken away by the family off the market?
It's hard for me to say, right? Like, you're going to just, I don't know.
Oh, my mother.
If they find it offensive, I think that there should be another way. If they could just find a way to alter the offensive illustrations or perhaps just remove them altogether. Like, of the one in the, you know, the words where it says, you know, Chinese boy that eats with sticks that was on Mulberry Street. I feel like it could either just be taken out. It was such a small illustration among the larger illustration. I think it could just be taken out. Versus getting rid of the book altogether.
My mother has an opinion.
Oh,
I met your mother for the first time at the Yelp. Nice lady.
She said, oh, Lord. If anything else, it increased sales for Dr. Seuss books. So maybe that's why they
She's
created
not wrong.
The whole thing. Were they having a slump?
Well, I don't know. But see, I would not those books. because you can't buy those anymore from them. Mm. So I don't know. I don't know if it created an interest in them or not.
People want to go out and buy other Dr. Seuss books just in case.
See, I don't know. A lot of times you think that's going to work, but really it just has the reverse effect.
I think it really skyrocketed the prices on Amazon.
Unless it's worth it.
But did you see it? eBay said we're not going to allow people to sell those books on eBay anymore.
That was like hand sanitizer last year.
Yeah, because people were marking it up, and they also said we find them to be inappropriate. eBay said that.
I think anyone would have to support the family's decision as far as like large companies like that. If the family says they're offensive, I think people that carry those books have to follow suit.
Yeah, but you know all the junk people sell on eBay?
I do.
Yes.
Yeah.
A lot.
Not it's those
junk.
Books.
It's a lot of junk.
Do you remember last year when the one guy that went out and bought a ton of hand sanitizer and tried to put it on Amazon and Amazon wouldn't sell it? Like he went to, didn't he go around like to a couple different states?
He probably just sold it out of his trunk.
Mm-hmm. He spent like thousands of dollars on hand sanitizer.
But
though.
That's how people, have you ever noticed when something goes on sale, you will see carts in stores, people buying like 10 of them.
Yes.
They don't want to leave any for anybody else. I saw it first and I'm going to get 10
well,
of them.
It's like Black Friday.
Even
yes.
if you don't need, and I don't understand that mentality that we
I
have.
I don't, I've never had that either because yeah. if I have some, I want you to have some too. I don't
right.
get it.
That's and you know there's not a large supply. If it's all lowered out like that.
Right.
So I don't understand that.
Because people are greedy?
Right. Just take what you need.
Right. Isn't that the whole thing in society? I mean, even with these books, a family has said, our uncle, our father, whoever he was to them, we don't think that's right anymore for us.
Right.
And society says, no, you're going to keep producing those books. And if you don't, we're gonna make fun of you and we're going to bring it up until you die. And that's what's happened here. How can you force the family? If it was an outside group, I would say this discussion is relevant from the point of were they pressured? What happened there? Mm-hmm. But that's not what happened.
I don't know that. I feel like there was pressure from somewhere. I really
do. You know that happened?
No, but I mean, in that same sense of what you said, I respect the family's decision, but I don't. I have a hard time. Someone said to them, you know what? You might want to take a look at these.
We don't know that.
Come on. They're not 18-year-olds that have just decided to be crazy right now. They've been in this world long enough. They've seen the way things are moving. Someone said, we should probably take a look at these books. Someone.
You know, you've never looked back on something you did or that somebody else did. Don't even have to finish the sentence there. We're already going to get a yes on this. And said, boy, that was not wise at the time, but at the time you thought it was.
Of course. Everyone, I can look at things that I remember when I was younger, things that my grandfather, being from the Deep South, I can remember things that he said and did that I'm like, at the time it was acceptable. It didn't even register in my head that maybe it wasn't appropriate. But then, you know, looking back now, I'm like, oh my gosh. But I also know that when he said it, he was not at all trying to be offensive or rude or derogatory or in anything that he said. But as you said before, times change, things evolve, people's mindsets are different now.
See, I don't know about your grandfather, but I think that there are things that people do say. Now, I think they say them in a jokey way sometimes. Mm-hmm. I think sometimes they say them, if it is anything that even could be interpreted as derogatory. Mm-hmm. I do think that in the back of their mind, there's a little bit of truth in the fact that they're saying it. Or nobody is that unaware. Nobody's that unaware.
I think now, I mean, when we're speaking of like my grandfather, he didn't get on the internet. Like that was not, he didn't have readings from like, well, you know, like, things like that. He didn't see, when he said things that today would be said that people would definitely find offensive, at the time, in my heart, I don't think he was trying to be offensive at all.
Like, no, but do you think he knew that the phrases or words were offensive?
Maybe he thought people, but I don't know if he ever knew why. Like, because if he ever thought that he was going to hurt someone's feelings, like he would not have done it. I mean, he was, you know, a Southern Baptist minister. He would have not have said something that he thought was going to offend anyone.
You know what? The best thing I heard one time was, and this was a very extreme example, but it was somebody's grandfather, and maybe that's why it dawns on me. But he had died, and he was a judge. He was a judge in the South. And he died, and he had left a bunch of money to a school. And the school was going to build a library in his name. And so they were doing big articles with the school. It was a was it a private, it was a private school, I think, and the newspaper, this was in the 80s, was going to do a story on him for leaving all this money and this, being this very successful judge and leaving all this money, and the just library was going to be built, and going through his biography, they found out that he was a member of the Ku Klux Klan. So they take that back, and the granddaughter did not know who attended that school that he had done this. So now everybody knows. But yet the school doesn't want to give the money back because they really need the library. And the granddaughter now is horrified. She doesn't want the money there because now there are her friends at that school who are not white, who are, you know, looking at her in a different way because of her grandfather. And somebody came along, and they did take the money. And they said, it's okay that you loved him as a grandfather. You don't have to agree with everything he did. And I think that's where Dr. Seuss is here. Not as extreme. But I think it's okay that you cared about your uncle, grandfather, father, whatever. But at some point, I think we do have to look back at them and not condone every decision that they made.
True.
And I think that's the Dr. Seuss example.
That's very true.
So, any parting words? See, we did cover it, and we spent the majority of time. I know you're sad. It's a sad moment already.
I gotta go back to work. I'm trying to stay on air all day.
It blows right by, doesn't it?
I've got to go home and, like, prepare for, apparently, like...
your illness.
Yeah.
This is the last time you'll be on. It was nice knowing you.
You said it wasn't.
I know. When she got quiet earlier, I was like, oh, crap, did the vaccine
I think it kicked in there. I think she might be ill right now.
I was like, is she dying?
It didn't kick in.
Is she dying, and she's not telling us?
Eulogy Monday morning at 8 o'clock.
I will say that I've got like a wave of tiredness, kind of, but
Uh-oh. Here it is.
Stop.
Oh, my God.
Stop.
The beginning.
You're tired?
The beginning.
You're never tired.
I'm not ever tired. I don't sleep. I feel like it could be from... I was up really early, but I don't know.
Somebody that I know...
That's a good rationalization. Good.
They said their head felt prickly all night.
Prickly?
Prickly. Like, itchy. Like,
you guys, this is just awesome. Maybe I should come in on Monday and just, like,
well,
you know...
Well, you got quiet, and I was like,
rehash
the quiet.
Yeah, you had, like, a spell there earlier.
I did.
You have two things of caffeine in front of you.
I do. There's a tea and a Mountain Dew.
And you're nervous.
I am.
You don't need that guy walking down the street. You got the vaccine to be fearful of.
She's not scared of any man walking down the street.
But the vaccine, petrified.
I just don't come across a lot of men walking down the street.
Well, she lives out probably where you
are. You crying now?
Where you lived.
No.
She's
probably,
tearing up.
I mean, I live in the city, so there's a lot of people walking around sometimes, and I'm like, oh my God.
I stop and talk to them.
In my neighborhood,
how are you doing?
You know, both neighborhoods, the one I just moved out of, and the one I just moved into, I would not feel nervous walking down the street. Where I grew up, there was the middle of nowhere, so if there's somebody walking down the street, it's probably just because they, I don't know.
Just carry that gravy around. You'll make friends everywhere you go.
Scott.
Whip that up tonight.
Abby's going to go home and nap.
Yeah, you're going to need a nap. When you wake up.
I'm good.
Oh, no.
I'm just going to keep pressing on. We're going to just pretend like nothing is different.
Pretend. That's the key word in that statement.
That's the
pretend.
When you're getting, that's what happened when I got corona. Like, I remember being at yoga thinking,
denial.
I'm kind of tired.
Yes.
And then the next day I felt okay. And then the next day I was like, I don't think I feel well. No, I feel okay. And then the next day I was like, I feel okay. And then by Saturday I was like, I don't think I feel okay. But I kept trying to deny.
We're just
deny.
Right.
It isn't going to work.
Going to keep the path.
Isn't going to work. But you're one of those people who will say, I'm fine no matter what. But,
absolutely.
But you're not. But you're not. You're
deflection.
Clearly not.
I would not let this vaccine defeat
We're
me
We're
seeing
it come in. Well, everybody tune in tonight. We'll be here 8 to 10 tonight live on the air. Angie will be with me, and that'll be a lot of fun.
Where's dinner from tonight? Do we know?
You know, I don't know yet. Been some good salads lately. Good salads
Where
on Friday
those
night.
From?
Carnivelli's.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's good.
Good salads.
Yeah.
So that'll be tonight. Tune that in, 8 to 10, all kinds of stuff to talk about. And other than that, it's good to see you.
You too.
Nice knowing you.
Thanks.
I'll be around.
Prepare your nice
I'll
words.
I'll be around.
Prepare my nice words
you
for Monday morning.
I'm stressing out.
All right. For Frick and Freck, who are back today, this is Scott for this day, heading for the dugout.
Scott, you know we hear so much about Bernie Sanders being a socialist, but actually one of the first big socialists to run for president.